elections were remarkably well run. They were very peaceful, and they have proven, I think, that even a small developing country like Timor-Leste can run a really good democracy. Well, there was no violence, certainly not even a hint of violence. There was no trouble. There was no intimidation. The whole process was handled very efficiently by the Timor-Leste Election Commission and its technical secretariat.
O observador australiano diz que a população mostrou entusiasmo nas eleições.
People wanted to participate. They wanted to enjoy the process. I think they value having the opportunity to vote. And in all of the reports showed that, like I said, while there were minor technical problems, it was a very well-run process, very professional and very peaceful, and it's a demonstration of how well a political process like that can be undertaken in a developing country such as Timor-Leste.
Damian também analisa a vitória da Frente Revolucionária do Timor-Leste Independente, a Fretilin.
Well, Fretilin have won a very, very small majority of votes, or I should say a plurality of votes. They don't have an absolute majority. They are less than 1% ahead of CNRT. Now, that shows that Fretilin has a very stable support base, which has been consistent with its vote now going back several years, certainly the last 10 years. And it showed that they are able to mobilise that support and to continue to pull their supporters out. I think the really important lesson that came out of the process, though, was that CNRT's vote went down by about 6 or 7%, and that really demonstrated that some people perhaps were less impressed with CNRT than they have been in the past, that Shanana Gushmao's party.
O observador explica que os dois partidos majoritários serão obrigados a dialogar e a negociar políticas públicas.
The expectation is that Fretilin and CNRT will go back into a coalition, which they have had in the past, or I should say an alliance that they have had in the past. So the two parties have operated together in government, and it's very likely they will go back into that relationship. Having said that, Fretilin may believe that because it has a very slight advantage over CNRT, that it may have the right to try to dictate the terms of that relationship, that could lead to some difficulties.
Ele também fala sobre como o novo cenário político vai afetar as relações com a Austrália.
Fretilin and CNRT have a slightly different vision for Timor-Leste's future in regard to how the Timor Sea might be developed, but everybody seems to be in agreement that the Timor Sea needs to have an equidistant boundary drawn through it, and that it be a permanent maritime boundary, which it currently doesn't exist.
E Damian também avalia como as eleições podem mudar a vida da população do Timor.
Yeah, that's a very good question. The real difficulties now for most Timorese is that the country is decentralising, and that's positive because it means that the services and accountabilities of government will be closer to the people. But it's also occurring at a time when the last government, and I expect the next government, will be looking very closely at the budget, which has come under pressure as income from the Timor Sea starts to decline and the government has to start to consider a future, perhaps with somewhat less money than it's had available to it than in the past. So there is a question about government services, about whether it can sustain things like its pensions, which have been relatively generous by developing country standards, whether it can sustain its infrastructure projects, some of which have run over budget and perhaps been of questionable quality. And of course, then there's the staples such as education and healthcare, which receive a relatively small allocation from the budget, and I think most Timorese would like to see those continue to be maintained at least existing levels, if not increased.